Okay, today's daf is Bamatzia daf Nun. We are holding just after the Mishnah on daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. So yesterday we concluded without explaining really, but just saying that there is a machlokas how we measure ona'a. Do we measure ona'a with the item that is being sold as the baseline of measuring what's called 1/6, or do we measure ona'a also? I mean, everyone agrees that's one way to measure ona'a, but do we also measure ona'a by using the money as the baseline? And if you're 1/6 off in terms of the amount of money, that too would be ona'a. And the Gemara is going to have three rayas to the shita of Shmuel that we measure even by the money, not just by the item itself. Then on Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to discuss, with the mispricing of less than 1/6, can the person demand reimbursement for the overpricing within a reasonable amount of time, or is it an automatic mechila? Meaning, we know that when the mispricing is less than 1/6, so that's not even called a na'a. But what does that mean? Does that mean it's automatic that everything is fine and you can't say anything and you just have to accept it? You were cheated by 10%, you just automatically have to accept it? Or do we say, no, you still have a time frame within which you could ask for reimbursement of what you overpaid? It's just that once that time frame has passed, then it's an assumed mechila, and within that time frame, all you can ask for is the reimbursement. Then in Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss whether Rabbi Tarfon views, we had in the Mishnah, machlokas between Tanakam and Rabbi Tarfon, what the shear of ona'a is. Is it 1/6? Or is it 1/3? Rabbi Tarfon says that it's 1/3. So the Gemara is going to discuss what Rabbi Tarfon thinks between 1/3 and 1/6. If the mispricing was in between 1/3 and 1/6, does he view that as a mechila? That's ki'ilu nothing? That's like less than 1/6? It's as if nothing happened and there's no claim? Or do we say that no, he just expands the category of exact ona'a of 1/6, and he says no, it doesn't only have to be when it's exactly 1/6, but anywhere between 1/6 and 1/3 would be in that shear of ona'a. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the idea of bitul mekach. If the mispricing is by more than 1/6, the mispricing is way off, so the halacha is that there's bitul mekach. What does that mean, bitul mekach? They could renege on the whole deal. Is that forever, or is that only within the amount of time that it takes to double check and make sure that the pricing was correct? And once that time has passed, maybe you no longer have the ability to be mevatel mekach. At the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to say that everyone agrees that when it's less than 1/6, that it's nikna mekach, by everyone meaning the Amoraim, within the Shita of the Rabbanan, that less than 1/6, for sure the sale is binding. More than 1/6, for sure is bitul mekach. Machlokas is what exactly we do when it's precisely 1/6, when the mispricing is exactly 1/6. Do we assume the sale is binding and you just have to reimburse the cheated party for the mispricing? Or do we assume that the cheated party gets to choose whether they want to be mevatel the mekach or whether they would prefer a reimbursement? So that's a machlokas when it's exactly 1/6. More than 1/6, no machlokas. Less than 1/6, no machlokas. And then the Gemara is going to discuss what the time limit for, whether the idea that we have a time limit to be chozer on the deal, is that only for the lokeach? Does the mocher have the same time limit? Let's say the mocher was the one that was cheated. Does he have the ability to be chozer on the deal only within that time limit? Or is he given a more expansive period of time? Because after all, he no longer has the item to go bring it to merchants and assess the value of the item. So that's those are all the topics of today's daf. A lot of issues relating to ona'a. So let's begin again right after the Mishnah. The Mishnah had a machlokas what exactly the shir ona'a is. The Gemara has a machlokas right after the Mishnah. Itmar, Rav Omar Shesus. Rav says that the shir ona'a is 1/6. But the 1/6 is measured shus mekach shaninu. We measure the 1/6 using as a baseline the actual price of the item itself. Ushmul amar shus maos nami shaninu. Of course, 1/6 can be measured using the item as a baseline, but we can also use the amount of money as a baseline in terms of the shir of ona'a. What does that mean? So the Gemara spells it out. Shavi shisa b'chamisha. If you sell something that is worth 6, but you sold it for 5. So the mocher was cheated. The mocher didn't get what he should have gotten. Or shavi shisa b'shiva. The item was worth 6, same item, but you sold it for 7. So the lokeach was cheated. He paid too much. So in either of these cases, how much was the person who was cheated by? The mocher in the first case was cheated by 1/6, and the lokeach in the second case was cheated by 1/6. The item was worth exactly 6, and the payment for the item was 1 off of that. So kuliam lo pligi debasam mekach hazlinan va'ona ahavia. Everyone would say that is definitely the definition of ona'a. When we refer to ona'a, we're talking about when you hit the nail on the head, when it's exactly 1/6. When it's more than 1/6, we call that bitul mekach. When it's less than 1/6, we call that mechila. When we talk about ona'a, we're talking about when it's exactly 1/6. So in that case, everyone, both Rav, Shmuel, they all agree. That certainly fits the category of ona'a. Ki pligi, the machlokas is, shavi chamisha, Bishisa. Let's say you sold something that's really worth 5 and you sold it for 6. So the amount off that it is, if you're looking at the item as the baseline, it's not 1/6 off, it's 1/5 off if you're looking at the item as the baseline. But if you're looking at the money as the baseline, well, the money was $6 and the item was $5, so based on the amount of money I gave, the item I got was 1/6 different from the amount of money that I gave. Vishavi shiva bishisa, or for example, you have an item that's worth 7 and I paid 6 for the item. So again, as far as the item is concerned, the mispricing was not 1/6, it was 1/7. But as far as the money is concerned, what I got for my money was 1/6 off of the money that I paid. So the Shmuel, the Amar Basar Ma'us Azlina, and according to Shmuel, that you could even look at the money as the baseline, Idivi Idi Ona'a Havi. That too would be Ona'a. That would also be considered Ona'a. The Rav Damar Basar Mekach Azlinan, Shavi Chamisha Beshisa, Bitl Mekach Havia. But according to Rav, that we always look at the item as the baseline, not the money as the baseline. So if you sold the $5 item for $6, that's a Bitl Mekach. That's not Ona'a. That is off by 1/5, which is more than 1/6. That is not a case of Ona'a. Shavi Shiva Beshisa. And if you sold a $7 item for $6, Mechilavia. That's off by 1/7, and that's in the category of mechila. That too is not considered ona'a. So that's the idea that's the explanation of this machlokas. The explanation of the machlokas is: do we always have to look at the item as the baseline when determining the 1/6 mispricing, or could we even look at the money as the baseline? So if you actually paid $6 and what you got was 1 off from that, is that also ona'a? What's not as clear, what the Gemara does not make abundantly clear, is what if it's somewhere in between? Meaning, so we're saying over here that when it's 1/6 off of the item, that's definitely ona'a. When it's 1/6 off of the money, that might be ona'a, according to Shmuel, that would be considered ona'a. But what if you have the following case? What if it's more than 1/6 mitzad echad, but less than 1/6 mitzad sheni? Meaning, for example, I sell you a $60 item for $51. So if I sold you a $60 item for $50, so then there's no doubt. In terms of the item, it's exactly the share of ona'a. If I sell you a $60 item for $51, right? So if you look at the item, if you use the item as the baseline, it's not ona'a, it's a mechila. I didn't cheat you by that much. It's only by $9, by less than 1/6. So, however, when you look at the Shivoy HaMekach, when you look at the money that was actually paid, which is $51, so the sus, the 1/6 of 51 would have been 8.5, and I was ma'ani you $9, so it's more than 1/6, meaning I cheated you by more than 1/6 if you use the money as the baseline. So if you say that the money could be the baseline for exactly 1/6, but then you create this whole window in between the 1/6 of the item and the 1/6 of the money. What do we do with that entire window in between? So that's Machlokas Rishonim. Mordechai writes that in such a case, we go Basar Sus Mekach. Now, this whole Chiddush, that you can look at the money as the baseline, is only when it's exactly 1/6. As soon as it's not exactly 1/6, then we automatically look at the item as the baseline, no matter what. So it would come out a little funny that if I would have cheated you by a little bit more, then that only would have been considered a ona'a. But because I cheated you by a little bit less, now there's a bitul mekach, because it's more than 1/6 in terms of the item, but it's less than 1/6 in terms of the money. The Ritva says, no. When we're saying that you could look at the money as the baseline, we're creating a window. We're saying anywhere between 1/6 of the item and 1/6 of the money, that's all going to be considered ona'a. That's all going to be considered as if it were exactly 1/6, which is much more mustav there, because it doesn't make sense to say that if I cheat you by this amount, it's ona'a, by that amount, it's ona'a, but somewhere in between, it's worse than ona'a. Somewhere in between the two amounts is going to be bitul mekach. So the Ritva suggests that, no, we're creating this window. Anywhere between 1/6 of the money and 1/6 of the item, all of that is considered to be 1/6. So that's the unusual chiddush of Shmuel, that we can look at the money as the baseline and not just at the item as the baseline.
Why is that cheating? That's undercharging.
Oh, right. Meaning I've been cheated either way. Meaning if just change the numbers around. But yeah, one way or the other. So someone was cheated. What?
That would still
unknown? Yeah. Regardless of which direction it goes, it's just that it's the mocher was cheated instead of the lokeach. So that's the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So says the Gemara, where we leave off. So in the case where you took something that was worth 5 and you sold it for 6, or something that was worth 7 and you sold it for 6, so the Shmuel Damar Basar Mos Hazlin Nidi Vido Ona'a Havi, Shmuel would say that's absolutely Ona'a, because we could use the money as a baseline. Le Rav Damar Basar Mekach Hazlinan, according to Rav, that we look at the Mekach, Shavi Chamisha Beshisa Bitul Mekach Havia, if you sold something worth 5 for 6, that is off by 1/5, not by 1/6, that is a Bitul Mekach, Shavishisha Beshisa Mechila Havia, and if you sold something worth Shavishiva Beshisa, something worth 7 for 6, that is 1/7 off, and therefore that's a mechila. Ushmol amar kiamrin mechila bitul mekach hechadolak shus mishnei tzadin. That when do we say mechila and bitul mekach? That's if it's less than or more than 1/6, both in terms of the item and in terms of the money. But if there's 1/6 mitzad echad, then it's meaning from whichever perspective, whether you look at the perspective of the item or you look at the perspective of the money, that is going to be ona'a. So now the Gemara is going to try to bring 3 rayas for Shmuel. Tanan, it said in our Mishnah, ho'na'a dalid kesef me esrim va'arba'a kesef l'sela shus l'mekach. The Mishnah defined ona'a as 1/6. But what exactly was it describing? How much was the item worth? How much was paid? My love, isn't it talking about the Zavin Shavi Esrim, Ba'esrim Varba, that you sold a $20 item for $24? So from the tzad of the item, if you only look at the tzad of the item, that's off by 1/5. That's not off by 1/6. If you paid $4 extra for a $20 item, that's 1/5 of $20. But if you look at it from the side of the money was 24. And how off was that money? It was off by 4. So you see that it's 1/6 if you look at it from the side of the money. So it seems that our Mishnah is assuming Shus Ma'os is also included in a Shus. Tosfos raises the question, Vim Tomer Im Kain, Mai Shus L'Mekach De Katani Mas Nisin. Why does it say Shus L'Mekach? Shus L'Mo'os. Yesham Dem Farish Hainu Ano Shus Sheniyah B'Mekach. Meaning it's a Shus in a sale, but it's not about the Mekach per se. So anyway, the Tosfos just says, you could have just left out the word L'Mekach, and it would have been much clearer in the Mishnah, so that's a little bit difficult. But the bottom line is, it seems that our Mishnah is describing a case of 1/6 using the money as the baseline, says Mar Love. The case the Mishnah is describing is you sold something that was worth 24 and you sold it for $20. That's the ona'a in the Mishnah. And who's being cheated? Minasana. If that's actually off by 1/6 in terms of the item itself. But who's the one that's actually being cheated? Mocher. The mocher is being cheated because he only got $20 for his $24 item. Say Ema Seifa. But if the Mishnah is talking about the mocher being cheated, how does that shtim with the rest of the Mishnah? The Mishnah goes on to say, How long do you have to go back and claim that you were cheated? Enough time to take your newly purchased item, show it to people who know how much it should cost, and see what they tell you. And Rabbi Nachman says, yes, that amount of time is only for the lokeach, because he's got the item. We're going to see that chiddush at the end of the daf. He has the item to show around and see, oh, did I pay the right amount for it? But the mocher doesn't have anything to show. So he gets a much longer period of time. He gets forever to be able to go back and discover that he was cheated. So don't you see that the rest of the Mishnah, when it describes a time period within which you can go back, is describing the lokeach being cheated, not the mocher being cheated? So how can you touch up the Mishnah to say that we're talking about that the mocher was the one that was cheated? Okay, so let's change the facts a little bit in the first part of the Mishnah. It is the lokeach being cheated, and it is 1/6 only as measured by the value of the item and not as measured by the value of the money. The case is very simply that it was a $24 item and I charged you $28 for the item. So I overcharged you by $4 on a $24 item. That is 1/6 using the item as the baseline. So that the Mishnah is not a raya. Tanan says Gemara, but maybe the later part of the Mishnah is a raya. Horu Rabbi Tarfon Balud, Rabbi Tarfon had this new psak that Ona is not based on 1/6, but rather Ona Shmona Kesef Me'asur Me'arba Kesef L'Sela Shlish L'Mekach. That Ona, the Shir of Ona, is actually 1/3, and he mentions the numbers 8 and 24. So that's 1/3. So what exactly is the case? My love, the Zavin Shavi Shitzri Be'asur Me'arba. Aren't we talking about a case where it was a $16 item and you sold it for $24? And that, if you're looking from the tzad of the item itself, that's a 50% difference. That is not 1/3. But if you look from the tzad of the money, I gave $24. I got back a value of $16. That means I was cheated by 1/3. So says Gemara, lo, dezavin shavi esrim arba b'shitzar. Maybe the case was that I sold a $24 item for only $16. And I got cheated in that sale. The lokeach cheated me by paying too little. Minasana. So who was the one that was cheated? Mocher. It was the mocher that was cheated, but at least we're using the mekach, the item itself, as the baseline. But Ema Seifa, but how can you say the mocher was cheated in our Mishnah? We just pointed out, the Seifa goes on to say, Amalem Kaliyah Mutzal Lachzer, that they said that all day he could be chozer, Ramar Nachm Loshanu El Lokeach, that the sheet of Rabbi Tarfon is that he expands Ona'a to 1/3, but he says you don't only have the amount of time it takes to show it to someone, you have all day. And Rav Nachman says, yeah, who has all day? The Lokeach has all day. But the Mocher, he has forever, because he doesn't have the item to show to anybody. So bottom line is, you see it in the Hemshech of the Mishnah, the person that we're assuming was cheated is the Lokeach, because we're talking about having all day to give it back and not having forever to go back on it. So how can you say that the person cheated is the mocher when it's clear in the later part of the Mishnah that the person cheated was the lokeach? Ella, no, it must be the zavin shavi chavdalid b'tasim nitrin. It must be the case that we're describing, that Rabbi Tarfon is describing of 1/3. It was a $24 item, and you charged $32 for it. So you overcharged by $8, which is 1/3 of the price of the item. And therefore, Rav is correct that we're dealing with that we measure the 1/3 or 1/6, depending on the old like, we measure it based on the item as the baseline, not the money as the baseline. And in Ochinami, the Mishnah is not talking about where the mocher was cheated, it's talking about where the lokeach was cheated. What the second raya added beyond what the first raya had, I mean, it's the same exact tachiyah, the same conversation, the same back and forth, just with different numbers. Instead of 1/6, it was with 1/3. Tosus points out that difficulty. He says, Tema, ma husif la'akshus misefim ma'ashik shekvar bereisha. Not abundantly clear what we added by asking from the sefer that we didn't already ask from the reisha. But now the Gemara says a third raya to Shmuel, Tanya kavasi de Shmuel. Mishtuhut olalav yado ala eliona. The person who had the ona'a against him, he gets the upper hand in determining the course of action to follow now that the mispricing has been discovered. Ketzad, what does that mean? So the critical thing over here is not so much the halacha that the Bryce is teaching us of what yado ala eliona is, but the examples it gives for Ona'a, where we assume Yadu'al Eliona. Specifically, the first example. Look what it says is a classic case of Ona'a. Machalo Shava Hey Bevav. I sell you a $5 item and you pay me $6 for it. Minus Ana, who is the one that had Ona'a of exactly 1/6? Lokeach. The Lokeach was the one that was cheated. And therefore, Yad Lokeach al Eliona. The Lokeach gets the upper hand to make the determination of how to proceed. Rotza Omer, ten li ma'osi, o ten li ma'asho nisani. He can either say, give me my money back, so that, or give me the amount that you cheated me. Meaning, he can determine whether he wants the mekach to be kayam, he wants the sale to still be valid, he wants his one extra dollar back, so that he can have the right amount of money, and he will have paid the right amount of money. Or he can say, that's it, we're canceling the whole thing. Machalo shava sheish b'chamesh. Similarly, on the other side, if it was a $6 item that was sold for only $5, minisana mocher, the mocher is the one that's cheated, yad mocher al aliona, then the mocher is the one that gets the upper hand. Rotza omer tein li michi, he could say, let's undo this whole thing. O tein li masho nisani, or he could say, pay me the extra dollar that you owe me because you paid me $1 too little for this item. Now, the first example that the Braisa gave as a case of exactly 1/6 ona'a was a $5 item that a person paid $6 for. Now, if you look in terms of the item, that is not 1/6. In terms of the item, that's 1/5. It must be that we're looking at ona'a in terms of using as the baseline the money that I paid $6, and what the item I got in return for that was 1/6 off from what I paid. So that's the raya to Shmuel. That brisa seems to support Shmuel. Okay, says the Gemara, Ibayilu. The idea that less than 1/6, according to the Rabbanan, let's leave Rabbi Tarfon out for now. We're going to come back to him. But according to the Rabbanan, that 1/6 is the magic number, not 1/3. So what if it's mispriced by less than 1/6? Is that just automatically the sale is binding and there's nothing you can do about it? We assume it's right away in Mechila? Or maybe even with less than 1/6, the guy who bought it for a dollar off on a $10 item still has time to go around and ask, and within that reasonable amount of time, he can still come back and make demands. Vimtim Tzolomer B'kdei Shehir L'Tagra L'Krovo, and if that's true, that he still has a window of time where he can come back and say, this wasn't fair, this wasn't right, so my Ika Ben Shesos L'Pachos Mishesos. Well, then what exactly is the difference between when it's mispriced by exactly 1/6 and when it's mispriced by less than 1/6? In either case, he gets a window of time where he can complain, and after that window of time, it's over. He can't do anything about it. So what would the difference be? So says Marano, Ika Dilush Sus Yada Al Yona, Ratza Chaza Ratza Kono Maxer Ona'a, Vilu Pachos Mishesos Kono Maxer Ona'a. The difference would be when he discovers that he was cheated within that window of time, what exactly could his demands be? If it was off by 1/6, he gets to choose how to proceed. He could choose to be mevatel the entire mekach, or he could choose to just get reimbursed for how much he was cheated by. But if it was off by less than 1/6, then he can't be mevatel the entire mekach. All he could ask for is the money that he was cheated by. He could ask for that money back. That's all he can ask for. So that, therefore, it is a reasonable question. My, what's the din when it's off by less than 1/6? Does he get a window of time within which to do his research? Or do we automatically assume, look, it was a $100 item, we were off by 50 cents. You'll deal with it. It's an automatic mechila. What's the din? Tashma says Gemara, let's bring a raya from how the people reacted when the merchants reacted in our Mishnah when they discovered the shita of Rabbi Tarfon. Right? Rabbi Tarfon had said, the Shiro No is 1/3. And they were super excited. That was great news to them. And then they heard, yeah, but you know what else he holds? That the window of time within which to file a complaint is not just the amount of time it takes to show it to somebody, it's all day. And they said, nah, let's go back to how things used to be. We'll take the 1/6 with the shorter window of time rather than the 1/3 with the longer window of time. That's what the Mishnah had said. So says Mar Tashima, let's go analyze what exactly was going through their heads when that whole conversation was happening. Chazul l'divrei chachamim. They went back to the shita of the chachamim. 1/6 is the magic number, and the window of time is the amount of time it takes to show to somebody. Savura pachos mishlush Rabbi Tarfon. The assumption we're going to be working with is that if Rabbi Tarfon says the Shiro Na'a is one third, then anything less than one third is going to be what the same halacha as what the Rabbanan would say on something that's less than one sixth. Meaning anything less than one third is like a 50-cent mistake on a $100 item. If it's anything less, that's the baseline assumption we're going to be working with. We're going to change that assumption, but that's the assumption we're going to be working with. Working with that assumption. If you say that when you're cheated by a very minuscule amount, you still have the amount of time, you still have a window of time to file a complaint, you still have a window of time to do your research and see how much you were cheated, and Rabbi Tarfon says that that window of time is a little bit bigger, that window of time is all day, it's not just the amount of time that it takes to bring to an expert. Mishum hachi chazru. I get why they wanted to go back to the sheet of the Rabbanan when they discovered that Rabbi Tarfon gave a longer window. Because anyone who was cheated by a small amount, and let's face it, most of the time when they misprice something, it's going to be by a small amount because it's not going to be so easy to get away with massive mispricings. So most of the time when they misprice them, it's going to be by a small amount. It's to their benefit that the window of time that a customer could file a complaint is a shorter window of time. So I understand why they were eager to follow the sheet of the Chachamim who shortened the window. But if you're going to say that anything less than a sixth, according to the Rabbanan, is an automatic mechila, there is no window of time. The deal is done. It's absolutely sealed. And according to Rabbi Tarfon, anything less than one third is an automatic mechila. What a boon for them! Amai chazru bid Rabbi Tarfon. Amai chazru. Why would they ever back off of Rabbi Tarfon's position? Bid Rabbi Tarfon nichlu tfei. According to for Rabbi Tarfon, would be even better. To my derabbanu kamashulu another. Rabbi Tarfon avi mechila. That whole window between one third and one sixth. The Rabbanan would say is a na'ah, they were cheated, they can come back and make a complaint. And Rabbi Tarfon would say, nah, automatic, right away, the second the sale is done, it's ready, they can never come back and complain to you. Isn't that amazing for them? Why would they want to, what, because when you hit it exactly at the 1/6 mark, Rabbi Tarfon would say they have a whole day to complain, and the Rabbanan would say they only have a few hours to complain. That's enough reason to go back for the Rabbanan. But the whole, anywhere between 1/6 and 1/3, Rabbi Tarfon would say the deal is done and there's nothing they could do about it. You just made a lot more money than you should have. And the Rabbanan would say they still have the ability to complain. So says Gemara, Misavrit Pachos Mishus Rabbi Tarfon Pachos Mishus Rabbanan Dami. You're working with a false assumption. The assumption that we made to begin with, and the Gemara spelled it out. Very often, the Gemara did us a favor because it's complicated enough sugya. Very often, the Gemara makes assumptions without telling us the assumptions. So here, it spelled it out. The assumption that we made to begin with was an incorrect assumption. We're assuming that Rabbi Tarfon views anything being cheated by anything less than one third as the same way the Rabbanan view being cheated by anything less than one sixth. I mean, we assume that Rabbi Tarfon would view a one quarter mistake, a 1/4 mistake as the same thing as a 2-cent mistake on a $1,000 item. That it's the same as a minuscule mistake. That is not true, though. Lo mishus v'yachlish Rabbi Tarfon. What Rabbi Tarfon is really doing is he's taking that middle category. You know, according to the Rabbanan, what do you have? We say that we have three categories, but do we really? When something is mispriced by more than 1/6, so we say bitul mekach, terrible mispricing. When it's mispriced by less than 1/6, mechila, not such a big deal. And then there's ona'a. This whole topic of ona'a is when it's pumped exactly 1/6, not off by a shover pruta in any direction, exactly 1/6. What Rabbi Tarfon is doing is he's saying, so you don't really have such a thing as a na'ah, meaning like it never really, how often, it's going to be exactly 1/6. Rabbi Tarfon is expanding that middle category. He's saying it's not just when it's exactly 1/6, it's anywhere between 1/6 and 1/3. That's all going to be called Ona'a. That's all going to be in that middle category where it's not an automatic bitul mekach, it's not an automatic mechila. You get this window of time to file a complaint. The cheated party gets to choose how they want to deal with it. But perhaps at least that's what the Gemara has been assuming until this point, that they get to choose how they want to deal with it. That's all he did, is he expanded that category. Says the Gemara, okay, if that's what Rabbi Tarfon did, if that's all he did, what were they so happy about in the first place when they heard about Rabbi Tarfon's expansion of the category? Because let's think about it. Let's say you were cheated by something more than 1/6 and less than 1/3. What would the Rabbanan have told you? And what does Rabbi Tarfon tell you? So the Rabbanan would tell you, bittul mekach, right? That the sale can be voided. And what would Rabbi Tarfon tell you? You have the right to void the sale or to get your money back, right? You have the right to void the sale or not to void the sale. But so why would they be happy about that? Meaning either way, the customer has the right to void the sale. The customer who they had cheated by that amount of money has the right to void the sale. Why would they have been happy in the first place to discover that Rabbi Tarfon expanded the middle category? That is not to their favor. That doesn't work in their favor. So it must be Tifshot to bitul mekach v'rabanan li olam chozer. It must be that there's another difference between bitul mekach and exact ona'a. Exact ona'a, there's a window within which a complaint must be filed. They have to come within whatever that window is. The Rabbanan say it's the amount of time it takes to show somebody. Rabbi Tarfon will say all day, but there is a window. But what about when it's off by a lot? When you really badly mispriced it. So bitul mekach, we're going to have a shaila later on. Do you also have a window within which you have to file the complaint? Or do we say, no, bitul mekach is li'olam. I can come back 5 years later and say, this is ridiculous. The item that you sold me, it's way off. And be mevatel the mekach. So it must be that you have li'olam. So the kivin damar lehu Rabbi Tarfon have ya'ona'a samchu. So that's why it was to their benefit to discover that Rabbi Tarfon expanded the middle category, that he expanded the category of the shir ona'a. Because let's say they had mispriced something by 1/4. So in the Rabbanan's view, the customer will be able to come back 10 years later and say, you cheated me, and be mevatel the entire mekach. But in Rabbi Tarfon's view, no, if it was off by 1/4, that's exactly ona'a. You have a window of time to file a complaint. That certainly works in the merchant's favor. That once that window passes, they breathe a sigh of relief and they can move on, and they know exactly how to keep their books. You know, you don't have these open-ended deals on your books, never knowing whether someone's going to come and file a complaint. So kiyamlu kolayom chazru, when he said to them that they that it's all day, that they could file the complaint all day, chazu, then they changed their mind and they went back to the shita of the Rabbanan. Because if you hold that bitul mekach is according to the Rabbanan is only within the amount of time that you could show it to somebody, so why were they so overjoyed to hear about Rabbi Tarfon? So says Gemara, maybe they were overjoyed to hear about Rabbi Tarfon because samchu b'shus atzma. Maybe they were overjoyed to hear about Rabbi Tarfon because of what happens when it's exactly 1/6 off. You see, this is something we hadn't said yet. Rabbi Tarfon expanded the category of 1/6, but he didn't just expand it, he changed it. When it's exactly 1/6 off, Rabbi Tarfon doesn't view that as ona'a. He puts that in the mechila category. He views 1/6 as being off by 2 cents and $1,000. Between 1/6 and 1/3, that's what he views as ona'a. The Rabbanan view exactly 1/6 as the only case of ona'a. Anything more is going to be bitul mekach, anything less is going to be a mechila. So b'shus atzma, that's what they were happy about. When they first heard of Rabbi Tarfon, they realized that if they're off by exactly 1/6, they're going to get away with it. That's going to be a mechila. To the Rabbi Tarfon mechila, Rabbanan ona'a. So that's an amazing thing, that we're saying that's what they were at, that as long as they because they have very clear assessments of what their items are worth, so they could very carefully do the math and price everything at exactly 1/6, and knowing Rabbi Tarfon, they now know that they're able to get away with it. I don't really fully understand that, because couldn't they do the math and get away with and make sure that it's 1/6 plus a mash, minus a mashahu beforehand, and also gotten away with it? Meaning, and the benefit of Rabbi Tarfon being 1/6 doesn't really help all that much. I mean, it helps what? On a mashu, they could still do the exact math. But okay, but that's what they were happy about, the exact 1/6 benefit. Ibayulu, Good, that was the complicated part. Now it gets back to the easier stuff. Yibayilu. Bitul mekach v'rabbanan liyolam choser, adilu b'kteshiyo l'tagar l'krovok. This idea that you can be mevatel l'mekach when you were cheated by more than 1/6, is that forever? Or is that only the amount of time it takes to show somebody? Vimtim tzolam b'kteshiyo l'tagar l'krovok, ma'yikah ben shus liyasral shus. And if you say that the idea of bitul mekach when you're badly cheated is only the amount of time, you only have a window of time within which to file a complaint, well, then what's the difference between being cheated by exactly 1/6 and being very badly cheated? It seems that it's exactly the same. In any event, in either case, you have a window of time within which to file your complaint, after which you lose. You just got to stick with what you have. So, Ika, no, the nafkamina is, the ilushus, it turns out that it's a little bit funny because it turns out that when it's off by exactly 1/6, only the party that was cheated can be chozer on the deal, can renege on the deal and say this is not okay. But when it's when the pricing was off by more than 1/6, even the party that did the cheating can be mevatel the mekach. They could just say this whole deal was so ridiculous, it was an absurdity. There's no way this deal can stand. So it turns out the more that by cheating someone more, you're giving yourself more control of the situation. You're going to be able to mevatel the mekach as well. So, but anyway, that's our shaylam. Mai, when it's a bitul mekach situation, it's more than 1/6. What's the din? Do you have a window of time to file the complaint, or do you have forever? Tashma Aligmar says, Chazu l'divrei chachamim, that the merchants heard about Rabbi Tarfon expanding the window to a full day, and they said, you know what, we'll just go back to the chachamim shita of 1/6 in the shorter window. I amr pishlama bitul mekach l'rabbanan, b'kdeshir l'tagra l'krovo, l'rabbi Tarfon kalayom. If you say that even when it's off by more than 1/6, the window is operative, I mean, you have to look at that window of time, how much of a window, according to the Rabbanan, the amount of time it takes to show someone, according to Rabbi Tarfon, all day long, mishamachi chazru. I understand why the merchants weren't happy about Rabbi Tarfon's expanded window. They would much prefer a shorter window of time and know that after a couple of hours they haven't come back and complained that the sale is done and that everything's good. Eliyam bitul mekach rabbanan liyolam chazer, amai chazru. But if you say that according to the Rabbanan, bitul mekach could go back forever, they're always going to be able to come back as long as I cheated him by more than 1/6, why would the merchants of Lud want that? Why would they want to give the purchaser the opportunity on anything that was more than 1/6 to always be able to come back? Meaning, after all, b'drabi tarfon nichalahu tveid kamash v'lu anah kol yom v'sulo. So, because it would be much better for them to follow Rabbi Tarfon, because he's giving anything between 1/3 and 1/6, Rabbi Tarfon would say is still within the category of Ona'a, and they only have one day to complain. But the Rabbanan would say anything between 1/3 and 1/6 would be in the category of Bitul Mekach, and they have forever to complain. So why in the world would they be happy about the Rabbanan? So says Gemara, no, because Bitul Mekach lo Shchiach. When they misprice things, they're not worried about what's going to happen if they misprice it by more than the amount of money that's ona'a, more than a shir ona'a, because that's not common at all. They don't do that. They don't typically misprice things by more than 1/6 anyway. Meaning even though Rabbi Tarfon says expands the category of ona'a, practically it doesn't help them that much. Rabbi Tarfon says, you know what? If you misprice things by up to 1/3, it's still ona'a. It's not bitul mekach. Yeah, but you can't misprice things by that much because no one's going to buy anything. So they know that they can only get away with 1/6. So most of the time, that's how they're pricing it. So they're going to look at what happens when we misprice it by exactly 1/6 to determine what's going to make them happy, what's not going to make them happy. So that's why they said that's why they were happy to go back to the Shita of the Rabbanan when they realized that it's a shorter window of time when it's off by exactly 1/6. Yeah, if it's off by more, then according to the Rabbanan, they'll have forever to complain. Yeah, but that doesn't bother me. I'm not going to make it off by more. I'm not going to have it off by more. The halach is there are three categories. If it's off by less than 1/6, the sale is done. If it's off by more than 1/6, the sale can be nullified. It's void. If it's off by exactly 1/6, the sale is done, but you have to reimburse for the loss. But it's only within the amount of time. Whenever you're going to file a complaint, it's only within that amount of time that you could show it to somebody. Tiny kavasei d'Rav. We have a brisa. It says just like Rava, these three categories. Although it records a machlokas tanayim in the middle category, but it has the same categories. Ona of pachs mishus nikra mekach. Ona of less than 1/6, the deal is done. Yes, rasus batel mekach. If it's more than 1/6, the whole thing is batel. Shus. Rabbi Nassan says, like Rava said, the deal is done, but you could get reimbursed for what you were cheated. Rabbi Yudah Nasi disagrees. He says it's not automatic that that's what happens when it's exactly 1/6. Rather, Yad Mocher Al Aliona. Ratza Omer Lo Otein Li Mikri Otein Li Mashi Nisani. He could say either give me back the item or give me back the amount that I was cheated by. Vizeh Bikadei, when it says Yad Mocher Al Aliona, it's assuming the Mocher was one that was cheated. If Lokech was one that was cheated by exactly 1/6, then it would be Yad Lokech Al Aliona. I mean, the one who was cheated is the one who's Yad Al Aliona. Vizeh And in both situations, it's the amount of time that it takes to show to somebody to determine the actual price of the item. Okay, Baz Hashem will pick up at the two dots tomorrow.